Just open. Mm-hmm. What would you call a large building in which the residents, the people who live there, own the building and they share the expense of keeping it up?
What would you call a house?
Yeah, do you type of place? These things are new. You're building them more and more lately. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a condominium?
I don't think so.
No, okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building?
A flat.
Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain repair work, you know, mm-hmm. just minor electrical repair and stuff like that. What's he called?
Maintenance.
He's the what?
Maintenance.
Okay. And sometimes there's one tenant in the building who lives there. You know, he's living there, but he also takes care of the apartments and everything.
Yeah.
What would you call him?
Well, he should be the maintenance man. Or he should be the janitor.
Okay. Let's see. What would somebody use to cut their grass?
A lawnmower.
Okay. Do you know about any different kinds of lawnmowers?
No, I know about the electric ones and the push ones.
Okay.
They're pushing with your hand. Mm-hmm. And you have an electric move.
Okay, what is a thing that you use to break up the dirt? If you're planting a garden, you might use this to break up the dirt.
A plow.
Okay.
A hoe.
Okay. Have you heard of a tiller?
No.
Okay. If you were maybe planting flowers, just flower pots or something, putting potting plants, you might use a small tool to put the dirt into. Pots.
No, a rake.
This is a little tiny
little thing. I know what you're talking about. The shovel. It's a little shovel. That's all I know, that you put the dirt in. You use a rake and hoe and shovel.
Okay. Would you ever call it a trowel?
Trowel.
Or a spade?
This is a spade. I wouldn't call it a trowel.
You wouldn't? Mm-hmm. No, okay. Have you ever used a little tool that has three prongs on it? A little short tool that you can dig the dirt around with.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they call it.
Okay. How about a hand fork?
Oh, hand fork.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't use it. Okay. And what kind of rake would you use to get the leaves up in the fall?
A lawn rake.
Okay. And how about the other kind of rake that you might use in the garden?
An iron rake. That's all we call it, an iron rake.
Okay. And say you had some hedges that were...
Clippers. Hedge clippers.
Okay. Now, are those... Do you use those by hand or...?
By hand.
And what about the kind that are set, that are run by electricity?
You still have to use them.
You still call those clippers?
Mm-hmm. It's a hand. It's an electric clipper, but you got to guy them. They just get up there and clip us.
Okay, I see what you mean. If a real good-sized tree blew down, what might a man use to cut it up with?
Saw.
Okay. Any particular kind of saw? Say if you want to do it in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Not a circle saw. I know what it's called, so I can't think of the name.
Chainsaw?
No, it wasn't a chainsaw. Not a chainsaw.
What's...
I know what saw it is and what you call it, but I can't think of it.
What is a circle saw? I don't know
about that. No. Yeah, they might call it a circle saw, but it's another name for it.
Right. Mm.